There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
All Parent Garden Club, we are here to help you and give you some ideas and make you a better gardener. And this morning, we're going to take some time off, and we're going to talk about iris. I know a lot of you have iris, and most of you have no idea how to take care of them, how to divide them, and prevent diseases, prevent insects that would cause a problem. And, you know, trimming the foliage. I mean, why do you want to trim the foliage and things like that? So, to give you some great information about irises for your garden, joining us this morning is Dinah Herman, and she is from the Shriners Iris Garden. I don't know if I pronounced that right or not, Dinah. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. I'm well here in Salem.
I know you must be awfully busy at this time of the year, like you are most of the year, developing new varieties and taking care of the plants and getting ready for shipping. And I really appreciate you giving us a little bit of time today so that you can educate the people that do have irises so that they'll grow a lot better. Now,
absolutely.
One of the questions...
Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, one of the things that I get often is, why do I trim off the foliage on the iris plants?
So during the summer, actually, we recommend that gardeners do not trim the foliage. The plant needs the foliage all summer long to help the development of the bulb, or actually it's called the rhizome, R-H-I-Z-O-M-E. The rhizome of the iris is growing all summer long, and it needs that foliage to complete that process. So we recommend only trimming the foliage back in the late fall when the foliage is completely died off before the autumn frost hits. The other time that you might want to trim foliage is if you're transplanting iris, and only because it makes it easier to handle the rhizome, the plant. Otherwise, we recommend not trimming at all.
Okay. Now, if people need to dig up their irises, is there a certain time, and why would you divide them? Is there any particular reason why you would divide irises?
Definitely. We recommend dividing an iris clump every 3 to 5 years. And the reason is because an overcrowded iris clump can reduce bloom back to nothing, actually. We often get the question, why are my iris not blooming? And come to find out, it's because the iris are growing too densely together. They become overcrowded, and therefore the nutrients don't get to where they need to go, the nutrients from the soil And also it can lead to diseases related to rot. If there's just too much moisture trapped in there, not enough air ventilation among the rhizomes. So we recommend digging out the clump every 3 to 5 years and breaking it apart and planting only the new rhizomes, discarding the spent rhizomes because they will not bloom again.
Now, is there a better time of the year to plant irises, in the spring or the fall, or when would you suggest that people transplant and divide?
Definitely, good question. The best time to plant is in the summer, July, August, and September. The thing to keep in mind is that the iris should be planted at least 6 weeks before the first hard frost. They need to get their new root systems established after planting. So if you're planting new iris or if you're transplanting iris in your garden, we recommend July and August, especially for the colder climates. The northern states should be planting their iris in July, early August at the absolute latest. Warmer states could definitely go until September.
Okay, wonderful. Now, when you divide or you're going to be planting iris is another question that I get often. How deep and how do you plant them?
That's a good question. The iris like to sit at the surface of the soil, but it really depends on the type of soil you have. We recommend that you plant so that the very top of the rhizome, which kind of looks like a long potato, that should be visible above the surface of the soil. Simply splaying out the roots and covering those really well to anchor them down and allowing the top of the rhizome to be visible is the best way to plant. If it's an extremely hot area, you can cover the rhizome with about a half an inch to an inch of soil to protect them from scorching. But really, the rhizome should be as close as possible to the surface of the soil.
That's a great tip, because I know we've had people that have called and they'll say, I planted some iris and they just won't flower. And I'll say, well, how deep? And they'll say, well, I just dug a hole and I put the end of the rhizome in the ground and just let the foliage stick up. And right then and there, I knew that it was planted too deep. So it does make
a difference.
Problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, at your nursery, which I know is a huge operation, do you grow any iris that will bloom more than once?
We do. Those are commonly known as reblooming iris. And there are some iris, they're a tall bearded variety that blooms in the spring like any other tall bearded iris would. But they're bred by the hybridizer to produce a second season of bloom. So they will put up another bloom stalk at some point between July and September. We've had rebloomers in Salem actually put up bloom as late as November, depending on the weather. So the remontancy, the rebloom, isn't guaranteed, and it depends a lot on the climate, the gardening practices, and the individual variety itself. But there are many that do, that have been bred to rebloom, and it's just a joy to see iris blossoms during the summer with all the other summer blooming perennials.
Exactly, because they're a beautiful flower, and there's so many different varieties and color combinations, and when they're gone, it's like, darn it, it's all done. So if you can get something that will rebloom again, you get twice the pleasure for the same money for when you buy the plant.
That's right. One rebloomer that is a pretty consistent rebloomer nationwide is called Immortality. And so I would recommend that one if your listener wants to try out a rebloomer in their garden. I would recommend they plant Immortality. It's a pure white blossom, and it just blooms its heart out.
Incredible. Now, let's say we're going to build a new garden, and we've left an area for iris. How do we prepare the soil? Do they need anything special to really develop and grow?
Well, the main thing to keep in mind for the iris, the bearded iris, is that they do like sun. They need at least 6 hours of sun every day. So the area of the garden intended for iris should be very sunny. The second thing to remember is that the soil needs to drain really well. These bearded iris like a dry condition. They don't like to have their feet standing in the water, so the soil should be really well drained. And it should be nutritious. Soil pH right about medium, 6.8, not too acidic, not too alkaline, and so it should be nutritious. Work in a lot of good organic material into the soil about 12 inches deep to create a loamy soil that's nutritious, that's going to feed your soil and or feed your iris and drain really well.
Wonderful. We're going to take a quick break, Dinah, and then when we come back, I want you to tell our listeners about your website and how they can order iris for you to make their gardens spectacular.
Could an app be the answer to a better garden? Absolutely. It's the new free app, Homegrown with Bonnie Plants. Note, track, and photograph your garden's progress. Personalize your weather and reminders. Get variety info, grow guides, hands-free dictation, and more. The Homegrown with Bonnie Plants app, the sharpest tool in your garden. Download it free on the App Store.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Dinah Herman about irises, and a lot of us have iris, and she's been giving us some great tips on irises. Now, I know you grow hundreds and hundreds of varieties. Can people see these varieties on your website?
Yes. Our website, shrinersgarden.com, is a catalog of every iris we grow at that given season. So for the year 2015, what's visible on our website is what we're growing for that year. And it does change year to year as we discontinue older varieties and introduce newer varieties. So it's great to keep checking it out and see what we're growing for that particular year.
And if people want to call, if people want to call the nursery and get a catalog, buy a catalog, where would they call?
They would call us Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Pacific time. The toll-free number is 800-525-2367. And Shriners is spelled S-C-H-R-E-I-N-E-R.
Okay. Now, important, you're having a sale on the irises right now. And this is a good time for people to go online, look it up, or call and order a catalog so that they can see it. Tell us about the sale and how long it runs through.
Sure. Yes, people can call and request a free summer sale catalog. The summer sale runs through September 28th. Over 300 varieties of bearded iris, some of them up to 50% off. It's a great sale, and it's a great way to add iris to the garden inexpensively. I do want to mention we do stop shipping to certain parts of the country at certain dates beginning in September, so definitely check out our website. And if the listener would go to, for example, the summer sale page, and there's a map. You click on the link to view the map. What is the last day to order iris for delivery to your shipping address? There's a very informative map there that'll help you decide when's the last day to place your order.
Terrific. Now, would you be willing to come back and talk about irises in early September to just to motivate people to plant some beautiful varieties? And I know that they would get a lot out of it.
Oh, I would love to.
Fantastic. Now, you besides the bearded iris, do you sell like miniature irises also and other types?
We do. Some of my favorites are what we call the dwarf iris. They're a tall bearded iris in complete miniature. They're just delightful. They bloom early in the season, March and April, again, depending on weather. Then along come the intermediate iris, and those start blooming late March and into late April. And then, of course, you've got the tall bearded, followed by the beardless varieties, the Siberian, the Louisiana, the Japanese. And the beardless iris enjoy a wetter climate. The Louisiana iris are actually known as the water iris, can be planted in or near small ponds or rivers. So that's something to add diversity to the garden if you have a water feature. And we do carry a selection of those as well.
Fantastic. So you've got something for everybody's garden, from dry soils, sandy soils, to wet areas. And iris that bloom early, mid-season, and late. So that way you've got color coming at different times of the year. And also dwarf or miniatures and your medium to tall growing heights, depending on what you want in your garden. So there's something for everybody.
Yeah, you can have iris blooming from March until the late summer if you plant the rebloomers and everything in between.
Wow. And give us that phone number one more time.
It's 1-800-525-2367.
Terrific. Write that down, folks, and if you didn't have a pencil, you just email me and I'll send it to you. Thank you so much for joining us and telling our listeners how to grow iris, one of the most beautiful perennials and easy to care for. Thank you again.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold.
By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Dinah. They have a very, very large nursery on the West Coast in Oregon. And the color selection is endless. And as you heard us say, if you like iris, you can have them bloom from the early spring right up until the fall, and in sun or wet areas, dry areas, partial shade. They're beautiful. So give them a call. Check out their website. And believe me, half price sale right now, you can't beat it. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Frank from New Hampshire. He's got a question about some mold on his plants.
Okay, Frank, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What's happening with the mold, and where is it growing on?
Good morning, Paul. We've noticed on some of our lilies.
Morning.
It's like a black, I don't know if they're egg sacs or what, but they have a real foul odor. And it doesn't seem to happen until they're just about ready to bloom.
Are you noticing any chewing on the foliage?
No. No. It seems like some of the foliage is falling
just
off.
Like a...
It's breaking
okay.
up.
Okay. But you're getting a black mold on the foliage itself.
Right. And it's kind of. Right. And my wife touches it, and it's real foul smelling.
Okay.
Think it's a mold.
Does it feel sticky?
Kind of slimy.
Okay. But does it, ask her? Okay. Do you have other plants near them that are higher?
Just some small clumps of flame grass. But they're not really close.
It sounds to me... Yeah. No, what it sounds to me is if the foliage feels sticky, and when you pull your finger across the leaf and it comes out and your fingers are black, it could be something called sooty mold, okay? And sooty mold will grow on the sticky solution that's called honey dew. And it's usually from insects feeding on the plant. Now, there's also an insect called an Asiatic lily beetle. And the Asiatic lily beetle will start off with a little red rectangular-shaped beetle that will be on the lilies.
And what color would that be?
While they're on your plants, it's red.
It's red?
And it's about a quarter of an inch.
Uh-huh.
You've got one that's like what?
It was kind of like an orangish, but you might call it a red. We found just one.
Yeah,
and this black mold.
Okay.
Black mold is like
what
body.
Is, okay, what it is, this Asiatic lily beetle, and this is what I think is your problem.
Uh-huh.
It's laying eggs, and the eggs are laid underneath the foliage of your lily plant. And if you go in the garden and you turn the leaves over, they lay their eggs in a row, and they're yellow. Now, when the egg hatches, it will crawl on the top of the leaf, and because it wants to be protected from predators, because if it just came out on the leaf, then you would get other insects or birds that would land on it and eat them. What they do for protection is they cover their body with waste. And that would give it a smell. So the insect itself is like a caterpillar type insect, but he's covered with these black waste product, and that keeps predators from eating him. And then he will mature from a worm or a caterpillar to that orangey red beetle.
Okay.
And then it will start to chew holes in the foliage. And if it continues and they continue to multiply, not only will they eat all the leaves off of your lily, but they'll bore into the stem, eat their way down the stem, and eat the bulb in the ground, killing the plant. And the only product that really works is a product called Tree and Shrub. And Tree and Shrub is made by Boneyed Lawn and Garden and Fertilome, Fertilome. So Fertilome or Boneyed have this Tree and Shrub, and you mix 1 ounce per gallon of water. You pour it over and on the soil. And for every 3 bulbs, you want to put a quart of this solution for 3 to 4 lily plants. Now, this is the same product that if you have Canadian hemlock, and if you look at your hemlock trees, you see like a little piece of white cotton on them. That's really adelgid. Yeah. So it's the same product. This tree and shrub will kill the woolly adelgid, and it will kill the Asiatic lily beetle. It's a systemic, so the rain doesn't wash it off the plant, and it lasts the whole year. So all you need is one application per season for your lilies to keep them safe.
Okay. Is there anything I can do right now to be able to kill them?
You would do... If you do the tree and shrub right now, and you pour it on the plant and get some on the ground also, within a week, they're all dead.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Oh, I thank you, and we appreciate the phone call. Have a great weekend now.
You
bye-bye.
Too.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Daniel, who's up next?
I got to take the next caller real quick here.
Okay. In the meantime, those of you that want to fertilize your lawn, if your lawn is looking tired, it's not growing the way it should, and you want something that won't burn the lawn, look at your local garden center for a product called Turf Trust. And Turf Trust is a fertilizer that is used by lawn care companies. So if you're paying somebody to fertilize your lawn, they're using probably Turf Trust. And what's so good about it, it has micronutrients and macronutrients that most fertilizers don't have, slow to release, and it will not cause surge growth. It thickens the roots. It contains something called CDU that will help to fight off diseases in your lawn during the heat and humid days of summer. And a bag will feed your lawn for 3 months. Now, it's Turf Trust. If your local nursery does not carry it, I want you to call this phone number. It's 410-956-1481. And if you tell them that you heard about it on the radio and you order from them, they'll ship it to your house for free. Good product, slow-acting, 12 weeks. That's fantastic. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Tim from Cape Cod. He's got a problem with some chipmunks bothering his tomato plants.
Okay, Tim, good morning. What's happening? Are they eating the green or the green and red?
No, they're actually, we have it set in a box up on the deck. We have 3 tomato plants, which are growing wonderfully. And they come in, and as soon as the tomatoes start to turn red, they take a snack. And, you know, my neighbors suggest I shoot them, but I guess I won't go that far.
Well, there is a company that specializes in repellents. The name of the company is Messina, and it's spelled M-E-S-S-I-N-A. They're in a red bottle, and they have a deer repellent, a rabbit repellent, a rodent repellent, which would be mice, rats, moles, voles, chipmunks, and squirrels. And it works very, very well. They even have a spray that you can put on your bird food so that the squirrels will not come in and eat the seed out of your bird feeder.
Oh, wow.
And the reason that it works is a squirrel will have lips, and they treat it with a cayenne pepper type material, and you mix it in with your bird food, and when the squirrel starts to eat it, his lips will get real, real hot, just like it does for you and I. But the birds do not have lips. They have a beak and a tongue, and they can eat the seed, and it doesn't bother them at all. So
what do you do for the tomatoes? You spray it, or what?
You would spray it right on the tomato plant, and they'll take a bite out of it, and that'll be the last time that they will eat it. And then when it's ready for eating, you bring it in, wash it underneath the faucet to get that peppery flavor out of it, and you're ready to go.
And where do you find these things? The Maecenas, where do you find it?
You can find it at a lot of garden centers, feed and grain stores, Aubuchon Hardware. So they're all over the place. Just, you know, give the nursery a call, see if they have Maecena. But it comes in a red bottle.
Perfect. Perfect. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. And you have a great weekend now.
I'll do that. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club. And we are here Sunday mornings from 6 o'clock until 10. If your local station only carries us for an hour or two, you can listen right on the internet at paulparent.com. And you can sign up for our free email newsletter. Just click on newsletter, put in your email address, and hit send.
Are you an organic gardener? Folly does a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide Products. Bonide Captain Jack Dead Bug Brew is the answer for all your gardening insect problems. Captain Jack works two ways, on contact and through feeding, and it will ensure your insect problems are over. That's Captain Jack to control all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, and shrubs. Captain Jack, all-organic insect control. It's easy to use. That's Bonide Captain Jack.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome. Boy, time goes by so fast at this time of the year with all the questions. I think we have time for one more caller. Daniel, who do we have up next?
Next up, we've got Shirley from New Hampshire. She has a question about phlox.
Okay, Shirley, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I have a big, tall clump of phlox. And they've been, the leaves have been really green up until a couple of days ago. I went out to water my garden, and every leaf on all those phlox are completely white.
Yep. You need to put down a fungicide that will control powdery mildew.
Okay.
Now, let me give you a couple of products. A company called Fertiloam, they have a product called Triple Action Insecticide, Fungicide, and Miticide all together. And it comes with a built-in applicator. So you just screw the hose to the bottle, turn it on, spray it, and it will take care of powdery mildew. It will take care of rust on hollyhocks. It will take care of the aphids that would come to your tall phlox.
Uh-huh.
And then the other company is Bonide, and they have copper or sulfur spray that you could put on them, and they're both organic.
Right.
And that will and that will take care of the powdery mildew on them. They also have a rose and flower spray that's systemic that you could put right on the plant, and it will take care of diseases and insects at the same time. So sulfur, copper. Oh, and they have one more product called Fung-O-Nil. And it's spelled F-U-N-G-O-N-I-L. And you can use that in the flower garden and the vegetable garden, on shrubs and trees, and it comes as a concentrate or in a little pump sprayer. If you only have one or two plants, you don't need to buy, you know, a quart of product. You can buy a quart of ready mix that will last you 2 or 3 years. But copper, sulfur, both are organic, and they will take care of powdery mildew along with that triple action from Fertilome. They will take care of mites, diseases, and other insects on your plants. So you're getting a 3-in-1.
Now, is it too late to put that stuff on them now? Or
no. No, okay. get it on right now.
Okay.
The reason is, as the days get more humid,
uh-huh,
the powdery mildew will spread, and not only will it kill the foliage, but when the flower buds open, it will kill the flowers on your tall flocks.
Okay.
So even if you have flocks that have no sign of powdery mildew, get it on it now.
Oh, okay.
And lilacs, if you've got lilacs, they
right.
get powdery mildew.
Uh-huh.
And plants like cucumbers, squash, melons, pumpkin, they get powdery mildew.
Okay.
So get it on it now. Repeat it in about 2 weeks, and you should be in good shape.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
I thank you, and you have a great weekend. We're here for you, and the newsletter is also available. And, you know, the newsletter, we put a lot of information about it. Like this past week, for example, we talked about the tomato horn worm. That's that big green worm that will attack your tomato plants in the weeks to come. We did a story on blossom end rot, which is the bottom of your tomato turning brown, and it begins to rot. How to prevent it and how to stop it from coming in your garden. Also did a story about clethra, which is summer sweet, and it's a wonderful flowering shrub that blooms during July and August.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By
hey,
now, you've heard
day.
Our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.